Welcome to the Anchored Podcast with Pastor Reginald Wayne Sharp Jr. I am so excited that you've tuned in, and it is my prayer that these messages will always help you to remain anchored, regardless of what storm or what season you're navigating. I pray that God would speak to your heart today and that you will never, ever, ever be the same again. Stay connected to Fellowship Chicago. This is Pastor Reginald Wayne Sharp Jr. I pray you stay anchored. Peace, peace.
If you brought your Bibles, I want to invite you to go with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. I'll be reading in this service from the King James Version. Not because it's the most accurate translation, but simply because I'm a lover of the language. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. If you have it, say, I'm there. If you're still turning, say, wait for me. I told you the car was outside now. Amen. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. Are you there?
Yeah.
The text says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. I want to preach today as the Spirit shall guide with this thought in our hearts and minds. New season, but same situation. I want to talk about a new season, but the same situation. You may be seated in the presence of our God. People of God, I recently read a quote on Instagram that really got me to thinking. And here's what it said. Your last season may have been a bad season, but it wasn't your last season. And your next season will be your best season. And saints of God, while that may be enough to make some folks shout, it concerns me because it speaks of this contemporary charismatic culture that's not grounded in the hard truths of biblical reality. All you have to do is turn on any religious broadcast channel and you'll discover that everybody's in faith for their new season or their best season. Everybody's eager and excited about walking into his or her new season or their best season or their winning season. Everybody's decreeing and declaring, this is my season. But here's what I want to know, fellowship. What happens when your calendar changes, your context changes, your season even changes, but your situation does not? Talk to me. What happens when you've decreed it, you've declared it, and you've decided that this is your new season, but you're still in the same old place? Well, to keep you from wishing, wondering, or even wigging out about it, let me show it to you in this text. Now, everybody knows this text. Even if you attended Sunday school once and then left early, you know this story. Paul and Silas were on their way to prayer meeting when they encounter a young girl who supposedly has the gift of fortune telling. The Bible says she was going around predicting folks' future for a small donation at the behest of her owners. So Paul and Silas see how they're using and abusing this young girl for their own economic gain. So they rebuke the spirit that's in the girl, not only to set her free, but also to cancel out this poisonous and prostituting economic plan that's being practiced among the poor. I'm going somewhere, you all. So the Bible says that Paul rebukes the spirit and the people get upset because Paul disturbs their hustle and disrupts their cash flow. And you already know, if you ever want to feel a person's full vengeance, if you ever want to give a person a reason to go off, to go nuts, maybe even go postal, all you got to do is mess with their money. I wish I had somebody. So the text says that Paul and Silas are thrown in jail for being in the right place at the right time and doing the right thing. Let me see if I'm preaching to the right crowd. Has doing that right thing ever landed you in a bad place? I mean, how is it that you can live right and things still go wrong? I mean, how do you tithe and still not be able to get your finances together? I mean, how do you embrace faithfulness as a lifestyle and you still not enjoy those things that are planned, provided, and promised to those who are faithful? Here's what I've discovered, fellowship. The evidence of your faithfulness is not always seen in the things you accumulate, but rather in the trials you endure. Okay, y'all gonna make me work. See, more often than not, the maturity of your faith is demonstrated, authenticated, and then validated in how you manage your struggles and your difficulties. Okay? The word for somebody today is your present situation may be the confirmation of your soon coming elevation. Church folk don't know when to shout. Let me say it again. I said your present situation may be the confirmation of your soon coming elevation. Okay, let me try one more time. I said your present situation may be the confirmation of your soon coming elevation. In other words, if you get through this, you about to go up. I wish I had somebody. Now watch this. The text says they're thrown in prison, shackled around their wrists and their ankles, but at midnight. The text says they're thrown in prison. They're shackled around their wrists and their ankles, but at midnight. They're shackled around their wrists and their ankles, but at midnight. See, now, I know normally that's the shout cue. At 8 o'clock, I heard Pope say, midnight, they went up. At 10:45, he said, midnight, they went up. Even at 1:15, somebody said something about midnight, and I saw some shoulders move. Because traditionally, we've preached that midnight is the darkest hour of the night. Midnight is the hardest period in the struggle. Midnight is the most critical moment in the situation. Midnight is the defining moment of your faith. And while I don't want to dismantle all of the good preaching we've heard about midnight, I do need to point out that technically what we've heard is not true. And that's because technically midnight is not night. Okay? Midnight is the transition point from one day to the next day. Okay. At midnight, it's still dark, but it's the pivoting point. It's the justifiable juxtaposition. I wish I had somebody. It's the miracle moment. See, midnight is when you get ready to shout in the shy. I wish I had somebody. Watch this now. When you get to midnight, you've actually entered into a new day. So both allegorically and spiritually, midnight is the transition from one season to the next season, from one place to the next place. And the text seems to suggest to us that what you need when you're in a transition from one season to the next season, from one space to the next place, is a shaking event. Okay, don't miss this now. What you need to aid you in the transition is not always a shout. Sometimes what you need is a shaking. Okay, so that shaking that you've been feeling, that shaking in your money, that shaking in your marriage, that shaking in your ministry might be the transitional moment that takes you into your new season. Okay, I'm gonna help y'all. The text says that at midnight, an earthquake hit and shaking took place. Okay, it's midnight. It's a new day, but they're in the same place. It's a new day, but they're in the same predicament they were in yesterday. New season, but same situation. Listen, even if you don't say amen, I know I'm in somebody's business already. You're quiet, not because you don't understand, but because you're stunned by the level of truth in what I'm saying. See, you've declared that this is your new season, but everything about it looks like last season. Talk to me, somebody. You've declared it's your new season, but you still worried. You've declared it's a new season,
But the job is still hell and the supervisor still look like Satan. Talk to me, somebody. You've declared it's a new season, but your marriage is still on shaky ground. You've declared it's a new season, but there is something eerily familiar about it. Well, that's where Paul and Silas are in the text. What started out as a revival at Lydia's house has landed them in the jailhouse. They are chained in a place that is dismal, it's dark, it's depressing. But rather than saying, why me? They made the decision not to go into a new season complaining, but to go into a new season shouting. Okay, somebody gonna get this in a minute. You see, here's the mistake that the devil made. He chained their hands, he chained their feet, but he didn't gag their mouth. See, listen, if you chain my feet, I can't move. If you chain my hands, I can't fight. But if you don't gag my mouth, I still know how to shout. I wish I had somebody, because the Bible says that life and death, it's not in your hands, it's not in your feet, it's in your mouth. But wait. As good as that is, if we shout right there, we are still missing a major shout. Watch the text. The text does not say at midnight they started singing. At midnight they started praying. The text says at midnight they were singing and praising. Here it is. They didn't wait until midnight to get started. But when midnight showed up, they were already giving God praise. Okay. You're still not there. See, anybody can shout when you arrive in the light of a new season. Listen, but God wants to know, can you praise him when you're still in the darkness of an old season? Let me figure out, find my crowd. Is there anybody in this building who's still in a dark season, in an old season, in a tough season, but you can declare with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, I will bless thee, O Lord. Now, wait. I'm going somewhere with this. Now, keep in mind, according to biblical historians, they're in the innermost portion of the prison. They're shackled with no guarantee that they're getting out, but their praise is unhindered. They're in the innermost parts of the prison. They have no idea if or when they're ever going to get out. And even in the midst of these bleak circumstances, the Bible said that their praise is unhindered. See, you've got to reach a point where you say, I may be locked in, but I still got to praise. Okay, you still ain't got it. Something is trying to hold me hostage, but I still got to praise. Listen, you've got to decide, no matter what I'm going through, I'm still going to bless my God. Now, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why this is important. When you go from one situation to the next situation, from one circumstance to the next circumstance, from one day to the next day, here it is. The way you exit one season and go into the next season will determine your position in the new season. You missed what I just said. I said the way you exit this season and go into your next season will determine your position in your new season. See, it matters how you leave a season. Don't leave on a lie. Don't leave over some foolishness. Don't leave with an attitude. Don't leave messy, because if you don't leave right, when you get to where you're going, it won't be right. I wish I had somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to leave right. Because see, the way you exit will determine how you enter. The text says they were praying at midnight. They prayed their way into this new season, but they're still in the same place. How do you handle that? I mean, how do you respond when there's clearly been some movement, but you didn't move? There's clearly been some change, but your situation didn't change. You were praying just like other folk. Why they shouting and you not? You were hoping just like other folk. Why they blessed and you not? So they've experienced a movement, but you haven't. How do you respond to that? Well, listen, let me give you a couple of portable principles from the pericope, and I'll let you get out this place. Here's the first thing I want to suggest to you. Don't judge your season by your sight. You cannot and you should not judge where you are based on what you see when you walk by faith. Okay. All right, let me help you. I'm going to help you. I came to help you. Midnight is a new day, which means it's morning. Somebody missed that. Midnight is a new day, which means it's morning. Midnight is a new day, which means it's morning. It looks like night, but it's called morning. So I don't describe it by what it looks like. I describe it based on what it's called. Y'all ain't helping me. It looks like sickness, but I call it healed. It looks like broke, but I call it blessed. It looks like defeat, but I call it victory. It looks like night, but I describe it as day. And here comes the shout. When I describe it as morning, when I call it morning, I treat it like morning. And according to the Bible, there's a specific disposition that comes with the morning, because the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's dark, but I still got joy. It doesn't look the best, but I still got joy. Still got some challenges, but I got joy. And this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I got joy. But I see something else. I see something else. I see something else. Don't allow your place to change your plans. It's about to get good now. The verses that precede our text are necessary to help us understand this point. That part that we didn't read says that they're on their way to prayer time when they encounter a girl who becomes the impetus for their jail time. Don't miss this turn. The Bible says they're in jail praising. But might I suggest to you, people of God, they're not praising God to get out. See, sometimes we fall up in fellowship and we feel like we can shout our way out. But listen, they're not praising God to get out. Well, Davis, you wasn't there. How you know? Well, the reason I know they weren't praising to get out is because when the doors opened, nobody left. Hello, somebody. Because if their praise was about them getting out, when the door swung open, they would have got gone. I wish I had somebody. So the question you ought to be asking is, if the praise was not about getting out, then what was it all about? Might I suggest to you, people of God, that their praise was not about getting out. It's about focus and faithfulness. Okay, let me unpack that. I told you they were on their way to the prayer meeting. And so they decided that since they were on their way to prayer and praise, there was no need to let a change in place cause a change in their plans. I'm trying to help somebody. Listen, when the plan is to pray and to praise, it doesn't make a different way you have to do it. Is there anybody in the building who can testify? You can't always wait until you get to church. You can't always wait until you get to fellowship, but you got to go get it no matter where you find yourself. In your house, you got to give him praise. On your job, you got to give him praise. On I-90, you got to give him praise. Walking in the grocery store, give him praise. Standing at the gas pump, give him praise. In the unemployment line, give him praise. On your way to surgery, give him praise. No matter where you find yourself, you got to give God praise. Is there anybody in here that can give God praise? Listen, listen. Listen, I'm almost done. The text says that when they began to praise, suddenly. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. When they began to praise, suddenly. The text says, when they began to pray and praise, suddenly. Listen, might I suggest to you, people of God, that shaking
is always a precursor to your suddenly. Okay, let me help you. Now, the use of this word suddenly implies it was something they weren't looking for. It was not something they were expecting. Suddenly. Don't look at your neighbor. Just nudge him and say to him, you have no idea about what's getting ready to happen. I wish I had somebody. Tell them, you have no idea about what's getting ready to happen. Listen. You're going to be somewhere minding your own business and suddenly. You're going to be somewhere eating dinner and suddenly. You're going to be watching your favorite TV show and suddenly. I wish I had somebody. You're going to be on your way to work and you got to pull over because suddenly. I wish I had some help in here. If there's anybody here that's ever had a suddenly moment, you wasn't expecting it, you weren't looking for it, and suddenly. But wait. That ain't the shout. Mm-mm. The text says there was a great earthquake, and suddenly the foundation was shaken. Don't miss this now. See, we like to shout over the fact that the door swung open and the shackles fell off. And you can shout there if you want to, but you're going to miss the real shout. The text says suddenly that the very foundation of the jail was shaken. If the jail door swung open, it can close back up. If the shackles fell off, they can be put back on. The text says, suddenly, the very foundation of the jail was shaken. I'm done when I tell y'all this. I'll see you next time. But the text is tailored to teach us that whatever that thing is that's been holding you captive, debt, depression, discouragement, doubt, despair, propensities and proclivities of a human nature, whatever it is, when the shaking happens, not only will the symptoms, the signs, and the symbols be destroyed, but God says, I'm going to destroy the source. I wish I had somebody. Not only will he destroy the symptoms and the signs, God says, I'll destroy the source. And is there anybody thankful that whatever God shakes loose, it stays loose? Whatever God shakes off, it stays off. Whatever the Lord shakes out, it stays out. Somebody say, shake it, Lord. Shake my home. Shake my family. Shake my heart. Shake my finances. Shake my mind. Shake my money. Shake my ministry. Shake it, Lord.
Wait.
Hope. I wanted to quit right there. But there's about 11 people in here that didn't clap, that didn't shout, and I can't let them leave like that. Because see, you don't know about that shaking business. Well, let me help you before I go. I don't know what you do in Chicago on Friday, but in Memphis, I eat fish, not whiting, not tilapia. I eat catfish. I don't eat it baked. I don't eat it broiled. I eat it fried. Are y'all praying with me? I eat fried catfish on Friday. This past Friday, they brought me my catfish plate. French fries, coleslaw, two hush puppies. I wish I had somebody. The woman came to the table. She brought me mustard and ketchup. I said, no, ma'am. I want hot sauce. She brought me Tabasco sauce. I said, no, ma'am. I want hot sauce. Well, she brought it to me, you all. I didn't recognize it. It wasn't Calvin. It wasn't Pete. It was some off-brand. So since it was an off-brand, I picked up the bottle and I looked at it. Looked all watery around the top. So I decided to read the label. The label said, shake well before using. I wish I had somebody. So y'all, I took that hot sauce and I started. And here's what I discovered, y'all. All of the good stuff had settled down at the bottom. All of the good stuff was just laying in the bottom. So it looked real watery around the top.
But when I grabbed that thing and started shaking it, y'all, everything that was at the bottom, everything that I needed, everything that I wanted, that thing started rising to the top. The Lord told me to tell somebody, the reason he lets you go through a shaking is because the stuff you want, the stuff you need, has settled down at the bottom. But if you take that thing, I wish I had somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to shake that thing up. You got to say, God, shake up my money. God, shake up my mind. God, shake up my family. God, shake up my family. Shake that thing up. Is there anybody thankful that when God got through shaking it, all the good stuff came to the top? Say it. Say it. Say it. What you will discover is, when you learn how to shake, you ain't got to cuss, you ain't got to fuss, you ain't got to fight, you ain't got to leave here today and go home and cuss nobody out. Walk in your house and say, I wish I had somebody. Walk up on your job tomorrow and say, anybody got a doctor's appointment tomorrow? I dare you while you're sitting in the waiting room. You don't need no magazine. You don't need to talk to the person sitting next to you. Why are you waiting on your doctor? Just, I wish I had somebody. Because if you shake that thing up, God will turn that thing around.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I don't know who I'm preaching to. But see, you hadn't told anybody about your shaking. Because you were ashamed of your shaking. But listen, God didn't shake you to break you. God shook you to bless you. And can I tell you what the real blessing is? When God get through shaking you, not only do you benefit from the blessing, but the folks that's connected to you. Because I don't eat by myself. When I got through shaking and I got through pouring, the folk at the table with me saying, let me get some of that. I wish I had somebody. So not only will you be blessed, your family will be blessed, your children will be blessed, your co-workers will be blessed. God says, I'm going to bless them all just because you had faith enough. Just because you had faith enough to trust God in the shaking. Everything and everybody that's connected to you, God's gonna bless because you had faith enough to shake it. Is there anybody here that wanna see your children blessed? You wanna see your grandchildren blessed? You wanna see your marriage blessed? You wanna see your money blessed? You wanna see your mind blessed? Then I dare you to go ahead and just have you a shaking fit. I dare you to go ahead and have you a shaking fit. Whatever you believe in God for, shake it up. Whatever you're praying about, shake it up. Whatever you trust in God for, shake it up. Whatever you've been praying about, shake it up. You gonna do it, go on, do it. I
Come on, clap those hands and give God great praise.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. But it's not an accident that you were here today for you to be reminded that God has not just been shaking you for the sake of shaking you. God has been shaking you to bless you. And listen, there's somebody here today. You need to make a decision. You need to give your life to the Lord. The only reason you're still here is because somebody trusted God in the shaking so that you would benefit from the shaking. Now, other folk have been blessing for shaking for you. Now, you need to put yourself in a position where you can begin to shake for somebody else. Come on, clap those hands right there if you're here today. And you need a place and a space to call home. You know you need connection. You know you need covering. It's time for you to make a real commitment. Why don't you come today? Why don't you come today? If you know you need a place to call home, you need a place of covering, a place of connection, a place where you can make a commitment. You need a place where you not only go, but you also grow. If that's you today, why don't you come? Is there one today? Is there one today? Listen, Pastor Pope is coming, waiting to welcome you with outstretched arms. All you have to do is say yes. Yes to his word, yes to his will, yes to his way. Will you clap your hands in anticipation of those who are saying yes?
Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Would you stand all over the sanctuary if you're able? Would you stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Davis. Thank you, Dr. Davis, for reminding us that although we are in some new seasons, we can still be in the same situation. But here's the good news. Jesus has come that you might have life and life more abundantly. I want to welcome you at this time to try Jesus, to try Jesus, to trust Jesus. I promise you, life with Jesus is just simply better. I want to invite you to come at this time if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Perhaps life has been shaking you up. And I promise you, with Jesus, things can get settled. Things can get settled and things will get better. Perhaps you need a church home, a family of faith, a community of faith that will walk with you through the various seasons of your life. We invite you to join fellowship. Or perhaps you want to make some changes in your life, start over afresh. We welcome you at this time to make that decision. If you need Christ, if you need a church home, or if you want to make some changes in your life, there's an hour that will bring you right to this altar. And we invite you to come. We invite you to come at this time. At this time. Come on. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. God will. God will be with you. Come on.
I will be with you.
Waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you.
Said I will be with you.
Yeah.
If you.
There you are. Come on, I'm waiting on you.
Trust me.
I'm waiting on you.
Why don't you trust me?
God bless you.
Trust me.
God bless you.
And I'll fight.
She's not alone. Who else needs to come? Who else needs to come?
Yes, I'll fight your battles.
Who else needs to come?
And come on. I'll fight your battles.
If you're what? If you're what?
If you. Hey. Trust me.
Trust me, said, in the shaking
trust
season.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Shake it up.
If you would only.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Is there another?
Trust me. Trust me. Say trust me.
Trust me.
If you would.
Is there another?
Trust me. Say
trust me.
Can we thank God that we have a response to the invitation? My sister, We're so glad you came. And God has special things in store for you. I don't know what's on your mind. I don't know what you're thinking about. But I see your gaze keep shifting off and thinking about what's on your mind. But I believe that God is going to do something special for you today. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever it is, I want you to leave it right here. Whatever it is, whatever you're worried about,
trust me.
Today's the day you leave
me.
It here.
Trust me.
Trust the
trust
Lord.
Me. Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I'll never leave.
Trust me.
I'll never leave.
Trust me.
Trust. Your life,
trust me.
With your money,
trust me.
With your situation,
trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
He's gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
You've got to let him.
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 Step back.
What's
God doing?
Trust.
Trust.
Hallelujah. 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 We're going to put you in the hands of our First Touch Ministry. I believe healing's taking place. Amen. Thank you so much. Give her a hand. Give her a hand.
Trust me.
That's what God is saying today.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
He's gonna do it. God says he's gonna do it. All you gotta do is, all you gotta do is
trust.
Trust.
Trust me.
Trust me. Do you believe?
Hallelujah.
He's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. Hey, he's gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
Watch God do it.
He's gonna do it.
Watch God do it.
She's gonna do it.
If you need healing,
if you need saving,
do it.
Do it.
Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you, when you look at the clock of your life, it says 11:59 p.m. I don't know how many of you, when you look at the clock of your finances, it says 11:59 p.m. It's looking real dark, looking real... real bleak, looking real grim. When it comes to your health, the clock says 11:59 p.m. Well, the preacher just told us that Paul and Silas did not wait for daybreak to give God praise. So I want us to take the next 60 seconds and praise God into midnight. Are y'all ready? Are you ready to go into the morning with me? Well, help me praise them. One, two, put those hands together. Coming. I said morning's coming.
good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, this next shout, that shout was for you. But earlier today, we found out when the saints come together on one accord, those who are in bondage that you're not near can be released from the prisons they're in. You get that family member on your mind. You get that loved one on your mind. And for these next 60 seconds, we're praising God that their morning is coming too. Are y'all ready? I said, are y'all ready? Well, let's say good morning once again. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can't you feel
the foundation. Hallelujah. I don't feel no
way shy. Come too far from where I started from.
He didn't say it would be easy. Nobody told me
over these days.
But guess what? I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. He ain't gonna leave. He ain't gonna leave. He ain't gonna leave. He ain't gonna leave. He ain't gonna leave.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna leave. He'll stick right with you.
He ain't gonna leave.
Right by your side.
He ain't gonna leave.
Come what may.
He ain't gonna leave.
Every step I take.
He ain't gonna leave.
He'll be right there.
He ain't gonna leave.
Whether I'm up.
He ain't gonna leave.
Whether I'm down,
he ain't gonna leave.
He ain't gonna leave.
He ain't gonna leave.
He'll with me through the shaking.
He ain't gonna leave.
He's with me through the shaking.
He ain't gonna leave.
He's with me through the shaking.
He ain't gonna leave.
He's with me through the shaking.
He ain't gonna leave.
Right by my side.
He ain't gonna leave.
He'll hold your hand.
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 He ain't gonna leave.
And he won't let go.
He ain't gonna leave.
He won't let go.
He ain't gonna leave.
You may have to go down.
He ain't gonna leave.
You may have to go down.
He ain't gonna leave.
But he will not leave you.
He ain't gonna leave.
You might have to go through some things.
He ain't gonna leave.
People may get confused.
He ain't gonna leave.
People may get annoyed.
He ain't gonna leave.
But he won't leave.
Yeah. He ain't gonna leave.
I said he won't leave. need you.
He ain't gonna leave.
He won't leave you.
He ain't gonna leave.
He'll hold your hand.
He ain't gonna leave.
Woo! Put those hands together. Hey! Hallelujah! 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 He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And lo, I will be with you always. When you find yourself in a jail cell, always. When you find yourself at the hospital, always. When you find yourself at court, always. When you find yourself with no money in your pocket, always. He'll always be with you. That's why his name is Emmanuel. God with us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Dr. Davis. Thank you. Thank you. And we pray that everything you pulled out today, that God restore your strength for the journey ahead. And even the foundations in your life that are being broken up and shaken up, we pray that God allows his presence to stabilize you and give you exactly what you need. We pray double strength for all that your hands have to touch. We pray increase in favor for all that your eyes have to see. We pray that every foot, every place your foot trods, God will give it to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. And we say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. Today is Good Life Takeover. It was heavy on my spirit earlier that young people, we have so many decisions to make. We're often navigating them from a place of uncertainty. And I want to speak to every young person in this room that where you are right now is just fine. I'm only 41. But I live long enough to know that wherever I am right now, it's just fine.
This culture can cause you to think, I'm supposed to be a millionaire at 25. Supposed to have the finest of clothes and cars. But I'm so glad that God will meet me right where I am. So I speak against that depression spirit. I speak against that suicidal spirit. I speak against that spirit that makes you think you're inadequate. You are just enough right where you are. Right where you are. Right where you are. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. You don't have to change for nobody. You don't have to code switch for nobody. You don't have to put on airs. You're enough. You're enough. You're enough. You're enough. I'm not. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I've been through. I didn't think I was enough until I turned 28 years old. And one day something arose in me. They said, boy, don't you know I've been with you your whole life? When you were born, they had to put you in an oxygen tent. When you were young, your parents separated. Didn't have money to go to school, but somehow you ended up on a full ride scholarship. And here you are, worrying about how you're gonna make the next meal, worrying about how you're gonna pay your bills. Boy, you are enough. And I want to encourage some young person in this room. The same thing that the Spirit told me. You're enough. So you put them pills away. You put that knife away. You stop writing that letter. And I want to remind you that God is all right with wherever you find yourself today. And he loves you. That's what he told me when I had the knife to my wrist. I love you. You are enough. You're enough. I wanted to get it deep in your spirit. You're enough. And you're worried because it is a new season and you're seeing the same circumstance, just like the preacher said. God said you're enough. Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna trust the Spirit. The altar is open. The altar is open. If you have been feeling inadequate, if you've been feeling like you just feel out of place as you watch the world go by, I invite you to come to this altar. I invite you. We're breaking this spirit today. We're breaking this spirit today. We are not inadequate. We are not inadequate. I want you to touch the shoulder, touch the hand of somebody near you, because we're all in this together. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you see us. Thank you that you see us. If your eyes on the sparrow, we know you're watching us, Lord. If you make sure the raven has something to eat, we know you'll take care of us, Lord. So God, I ask that you touch all of my friends and neighbors who have a cloudy view of themselves. Allow them to see clearly, God. Allow them to see themselves as you see them. They are your children. Because they're your children, God, we know that they are royalty. We are joint heirs with Jesus and heirs to all you have for us, God. So, God, I pray for my friend who is beside me. I pray for my neighbor who's beside me. Allow them to see themselves as you see them. Allow them to lift up their bowed down head. Allow them, God, to be reminded, God, that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And because you'll never leave us, God, we know that you'll supply all needs we have. Everything we need, God, you will supply. Whether it be money, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. Whether it be peace, you are the Prince of Peace. Whether it be strength, you will be our strength. And God, we thank you that you'll lift up our heads. You'll lift up our heads, God. God, I pray in this moment that you remind us that life is worth living. Life is worth living. Although we made the mistake, although we had the snafu, although we made the terrible choice, remind us, God, that life is still worth living. And you will forgive us. Allow us to forgive ourselves. That's the hard part, Lord. We have to walk around with the shame of what we've done. But allow us to forgive ourselves. Allow us to find strength in community. Allow us to find someone to talk to. And in this moment, Lord, I ask that you heal hearts. I ask that you heal hearts. and do it in your precious son's name. And we thank you that on this day, April 21st, our lives will never be the same. They'll never be the same from this moment. Because when we look in the mirror from now on, we'll see a masterpiece. Because we are pieces of you, our master. Thank you, Lord. 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 It's in Jesus' name I pray. Hug somebody and tell them to live, 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 live. Winds blew, my heart was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Rain, wind,
you.
My house was built on you. My house was built on you.
I am saved.
With you, I'm gonna make it.
Rain came.
Rain came.
Wind blew.
Wind blew. My house was built on you. I thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna make it.
I thank you, Lord, for the healing. Tell yourself that I'm gonna make it through.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
The help of Jesus, I will.
I'm gonna make it.
The help of Jesus, I will.
Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for God's spirit. And I just believe that somebody's leaving today knowing that you can make it. Know that you can make it. Sometimes silence ministers. Just let the music play. Just let the music play. Can you help me thank God for God meeting us this afternoon? Hallelujah. Fellowship, I'm going to release you at this time. I'm going to pray the benediction over you. But you feel free to stay in the sanctuary. Allow the Spirit to do what the Spirit needs to do. Lord, may our struggles keep us near the cross. May our troubles show that we need you, God. May our battles end the way they should. And may our bad days prove that God is good. As you continue to live, I pray your whole life is going to prove that God really is good.
Praise to you.
See, I will lift my
eyes.
I'll lift my hands
in total.
Hey, family, I pray you've been blessed by this message that God gave me. I hope you stay connected to Fellowship Chicago through YouTube, Facebook, or our website. Go to fellowshipchicago.com today and make sure that you stay updated on all of the great things that are happening on the ship. Until we meet again, may you be blessed by the power, the peace, and the provisions of God. Peace, peace.